Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Lots of you are getting in touch with regards to nicknames you have been given or you have given. Hi, Jen. This texter says, I used to work with a lad nicknamed Johnny Monday because if he came to him with a job on a Friday, he'd say it would be done on Monday. His son started working for the company and he was nicknamed Johnny Tuesday. Now, I need to go to Donica. Donica's on the line. Hi, Donica.
Jay-Z, how are you?
Oh,
how are things?
Great. Thanks for calling me my nickname.
Don't listen to Snotty Lottie. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
She hasn't a clue. You know, I put it down to her hormones being all over the place. Don't I get?
Well, I'll let you say that. I'll let you say that. I wouldn't dream.
Jesus, you don't say that. You'd be cancelled straight away. now, listen, Donica McCarrig from Dunboyne County Meath. Before we talk about Travis, the dog, who's making a huge difference in the school. Did you ever have a nickname?
Oh, I've had lots of nicknames, to be honest with you. With a name like Dunica McCarrick, nobody ever says that. I've gone through Sputnik, George. I spent the time in New York being called Monica because it sounded like Donica. So I've had, I don't even know where to end. They keep coming.
I love Sputnik and lots. I love Monica. I love those two.
Yeah.
I wish one of those stuck. But
and, you know, people even sing to me, you know the Pussycat Dolls, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me when they see me coming. Donica, don't you? I get it all.
I get it all. Well, you do because, listen, you're a teacher in St. Peter's Community
College. Yeah, well, the kids are so good. They call you sir. Like, I could be walking through Dublin and I'd meet a 30-year-old man or woman and they go, hiya, sir. Like, they're too well behaved. Yeah.
They are. And it is that partly down to Travis. We have to talk about Travis, who's in the
school. Oh, well, Travis is incredible. You wouldn't believe just the way he makes the place feel. He's calm, he's joyful, he's a dog in a school. Like, it's a no-brainer, really. But because his level of training is so good, you could bring him anywhere. Like, he's a phenomenal animal, and he's just cheered the place up.
How did he join the school?
It's a kind of a long story. It took a while for it to happen. I used to have a bit of learning support with a student, and he used to cry that he didn't have a pet. Basically, he'd come in and he'd just, you know, open up.
Yeah.
And we were out walking one day, the two of us, and we met a local lady, Deirdre Betson, and she was a puppy raiser. And we met Deirdre, and Deirdre knew a local autumn assistance dog, Yabba, whose little boy was able to go to school. And Yabba was kind of home alone for a couple of hours every day. So Yabba used to come into the school to myself and the young boy. And it's kind of come from that. The guide dogs heard about it. Deirdre is a force to be reckoned with, I have to say, because if she thinks an idea is good, she can really push it. And the guide dogs, they really liked the idea. They came out to see the school and to see me and to see where the dog would live and where the dog would be in school. And they really liked the idea of a community dog. Because they've got so many animals they train, and not all of them are suited to be guide dogs or assistance dogs. And I presume they always have something or somewhere they need these animals that don't quite make it to go. So this idea just kind of flowered from that little conversation with Deirdre at the gate of the school one day.
And now you have Travis in the school. Is he there on a daily basis?
He comes in with me nearly every day. Now, some days when I'm getting up to go to work at about 8:30, he's snoring in his bed and I just leave him because I know he's tired. But most days he's here with me. School for Travis is, he kind of wags from the two ears back. So he's so happy and he's so entertained in school that he wears himself out being happy and greeting people and, you know, just in and about the place.
Is that what he does? Tell me about his day. So he comes to school with you on most days
we go to the field first of all and we might show the ball for a little few minutes every morning and a couple of kids might come over to us. We generally try to be at a gate or a classroom door to greet people as they come in. We have an autism unit here in the school on Cranogue, and he likes to hang around there because it's nice and quiet and the kids give him lots of attention and he loves that. And then from there, he might stay in the on Cranog for a little while, or he might come to class with me. I'm a maths teacher as well, so he comes and he definitely gets plenty of sleep in maths class, listening to me droning on. But he does 1,000 little things every day. Like, kids just see him. You can hear kind of squeals of laughter as he goes by the door, or there's people calling his name as he goes down the corridor. And it's just, you know, the touch or the to see a dog in school, it just gives people a kind of a nice feeling, a homely feeling. It's made school a lot easier this year.
Has it? How so?
It has, yeah.
Have you seen a difference in kids' attitudes? I suppose what you're teaching is, you know, to understand the importance of caring for animals,
yeah,
and the positive effect they can have on people's lives.
That's it. Well, it's a strange year this year because, like, we still don't know what the first years look like.
Mm.
They haven't seen our faces and we haven't seen their faces. So it's a very strange year. And secondary school for first years especially, it's about, you know, the difference between secondary school and primary school. You know, leaving the classroom every 40 minutes and wandering around, you know, bumping into bigger kids and stuff. And that's kind of been taken away from them, because they're in their base rooms and the teacher comes to them and stuff like that. So it's a very difficult year for those reasons. Like, the school is fabulous, don't get me wrong, and every teacher does their very best, but it's not an easy year for everybody.
Mm.
And just something different or something nice or something that reminds you of home or any, just a little, I don't know how to even describe him, because he's like a little ray of sunshine. The minute people see him, they cheer up or they become calmer, and everybody likes to touch him and pat him. He's a tactile animal. You can put your hand on him.
But he has been fully trained as well, isn't he?
Oh,
I mean, he's a black Labrador, but he's fully trained.
Yeah, the level of training that this guy has is incredible. I'm not sure if you saw him on the news, but he's fixated on me. Like, I'm his leader and I'm his boss. And even when we're walking down the corridor, I can feel his nose against me leg. Like, he's trying to guide me. He's minding me. But his behaviour, his manner, like, he doesn't bark in the school, he doesn't jump up, he waits to be told to go and greet people. Like, when the kids come to see him, like, he starts wagging, and you nearly have to tell him to go and say hello to the kids, because he'll stay beside me. His training is incredible. Like,
would you say that this is a thing of the future? I mean, other
schools should definitely look at doing this. Just the atmosphere around the animal. He's incredible. And you see, it really works well in secondary schools, because he's never anywhere for too long, and he gets plenty of a varied day. And our school is so big as well. You don't get to interact with everybody, but everybody gets to interact with the dog.
Yeah.
It's just the way, you know, kids will come up to you and they just start chatting when he's beside you. He generally finds a tennis ball somewhere during the day, and, like, he could be out on the pitch with 10 kids and them. You kind of nearly have to hunt them back to class, or, what are you doing here? Get in. Like, it's given that little bit of
joy,
you know, joy and devilment back that's kind of disappeared this year.
Are there any plans to get Travis a little pal to split the attention?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say, nobody talks to me anymore, and I'm right beside him, and I go around the place and all, and he's, oh, hello, gorgeous. And people are down on their knees welcoming the dog, and I'm just kind of standing there. Well, I'd gladly be his sidekick forever. But it's a credit to the guide dogs and the work that they do that this animal is able to cope in school and manage in school, because our school is huge and he loves it. He adores coming in. Like, he's squealing with joy in the back of me van coming in the mornings. Like, he just can't wait to get out. And it's the training that he has is incredible. Like, they do such remarkable work down there in Cork.
And
it's
for everybody's benefit,
yeah,
in that school, and just incredible. It's a lovely, lovely story. Donica McCarrick, thank you for taking our call. Can I call you Sputnik?
Could I possibly? Oh, you can call me whatever you want. Can I just mention, it's Guide Dog Day on the 7th of May, and they're doing a lot of fundraising, and they're trying, because they can't fundraise in the normal way, so what they're trying to do at the moment is 100K for Guide Dog Day. Myself and Roy Keane are promoting this big time. So it's May the 7th is Guide Dog Day, and their social media and their website is packed with details on how you can support them.
guidedogs.ie. You can go to that website and get all the information you need. Sputnik, McCarrick, Dunica, have a great
Jay-Z,
day.
Thank you very
You're
much.
A legend.
Have a lovely
talk
day
to
too.
Soon.
Thank
bye,
you very
bye-bye.
Much. Bye.
That is Dunica McCarrick. What an absolute legend. He's a teacher in St. Peter's Community of College in Dunboyne. And is responsible for Travis, the community dog who attends the school. And as you heard there, he's made, sounds like a massive impact since his arrival. Now, just to be clear, Travis was trained by the Irish Guide Dogs. And as Dunica said, if you want to support the work of the Guide Dogs, Guide Dog Day, as he said, is coming up on the 7th of May. Guide Dog Day helps the organisation raise much needed funds and is a day to celebrate the difference these dogs make to those who are vision impaired. And also the families of children with autism who can lead independent lives. They're so, so important. If you feel up to it, you could take on their 100k for Guide Dog Day in May by walking, running, cycling 100k during the month. Or you can make a one-off donation if that's what you want to do. You can do that and just visit guidedogs.ie for more information. We'll be back right after these.
If I could catch it in a jar and keep it high up on the shelf, crack it like an egg or squash it like a fly.
I know I would. But what can we do?
Keep yourself and others safe from COVID-19 by calling your GP the minute you notice any symptoms, keeping hands clean, wearing a face covering, and keeping your distance.
There's better days to come. We can do this. Hold firm. From the HSE.
You deserve more than a bank. At OnPost Money, we understand that big decisions are easier to make when things work with you, not against. So, whether you want to get a new car or landscape a summer garden escape, you'll find a loan that's built around you with our new low standard rate and simple process. Visit onpost.com/loans or your local post office. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. New applications only. OnPost acts as a credit intermediary on behalf of Avantcard DAC. OnPost trading as OnPost Money is authorised as a credit intermediary by the CCPC. Avantcard DAC trading as Avant Money is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Don't even talk to me if I have to look at that wok one more time.
I'm actually allergic to cooking tonight.
I'm fresh out of dinner ideas.
Coca noodles for one. Again.
We're giving you the chance to win free takeout every week for a year. Tune in all week to hear the odd one out and text 51552 to tell us who you take out. 2FM's Takeout. Keep it here to win. 2FM.
There we go. Sorry, I just want to read out all these text messages coming in. One in particular says, just after my chat with Dunica, the teacher who has a dog, Travis, he brings into the school. Now the dog is fully trained and the kids just absolutely love it. This is the most wonderful idea ever, this texter says. Can you imagine a child not coping well and getting to go and hug or play with a dog? It would help with all the worry and anxiety just melt away for just that moment. Dunica sounds like a wonderful man and Travis sounds like a wonderful dog. Absolutely.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.